$1,000 bond. Smith is now required to wear an ankle monitor and is not allowed to leave the state. A Birmingham police officer was shot in the line of duty Wednesday. Sergeant Anthony Wheeler was shot while making a traffic stop. He is expected to be okay. Police say one of the suspects was also shot. Two others are in custody. And Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham is making equipment upgrades a top priority. He says all of the patrol cars are now equipped with radar. Now he's working to put dashboard and backseat cameras in every patrol car. Grantham says these upgrades will make the department more efficient. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. A couple of things here. A reminder of what my doctor friend who did the CDC briefing said, because I just saw it when I was downstairs when Joey asked me, am I feeling okay? Is that if you are someone who is on a regular basis, gets a cold that is not allergy oriented, but you get sick on a regular basis, your at risk level skyrockets. I haven't had a cold in years. I mean, literally, probably 5 years. So I've built up a natural immune system to something. And CDC, the doctor was telling me what CDC was saying is that puts you in a different category. If you're want somebody who gets sick on a regular basis, you're automatically at risk no matter what your age is.
Right.
If you're under that threshold and you get sick, because you have an underlying symptom, so long it's not pollen. That's a big. They made a big thing about that because you remember the briefing that they got was from CDC for this region on this the flu guy, and so he was talking about this, and so they're big on confusing allergies and flu, and it's just allergies. No, it's flu, that kind of stuff. Let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Joe, how are we doing today?
Doing outstanding. I could get the market going up would be a nice improvement.
Wouldn't it now? That's crazy. I was telling Joey, I was having a great day. I'm over here, came by my mom and dad's house. We're going to pressure wash for them and stuff while they're at doctor's appointments.
I'm on Wildwood Drive if you want to come over and pressure wash everybody. Go ahead.
All right. Now, listen to Mr. Brooks talk about that virus. My gosh, I'm terrified now. I don't know if
don't
I
be terrified.
Run back home.
Be informed.
Run home and lock myself up.
Be informed, not terrified.
I know. It was just kind of, wow, right there in your face.
So when do you head back to the beach so you can start chefing? I was going to send my son to you, but then I remembered you weren't there. You were up here. He was down in Destin for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been bouncing around back and forth doing little special events. We had a shrimp and grits festival, and we did an event sponsored by Emil Lagasse down in Seaside for the Seaside School down there.
Was he actually there? Marathon.
Oh, yeah. We got pictures with him. He came and sampled food and stuff. So I've been doing that and thinking about running back down there, but gosh, I don't know. You got me scared with all the coronavirus talk.
No. let me tell you what. You drink Corona, you sit on the beach, eat shrimp, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't worry about it either way if you had it. I guess you're doing that. All right, guys. Well, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hello.
Well, I appreciate you. You have a great day.
Likewise. Bye.
Thanks. You know, Tokyo is going to be the home of the Olympics in July.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder, Olympics are always during presidential elections. And Reagan was fortunate enough that we had the L.A. Olympics in 1984. And that was just perfect. And because we went out and did that, we went to the Olympics, and we came in later on in July, did the convention in Dallas, and we had all the gold medal, you know, winners, particularly the gymnastic team that was there, and it was great. But so Tokyo is going to have some issues. Will they cancel it? So let's listen to the story about Tokyo Olympics in questions amid coronavirus.
Concerns that the 2020 Olympic Games may be canceled because of the quickly spreading coronavirus. The Olympic flame was lit this morning in Olympia, Greece. The iconic ceremony was closed to the public, though, because of the deadly virus. The Tokyo Games are just 4 months away at this point, and Ramiro Innocencio reports from the new National Stadium in Tokyo, where the opening ceremony is supposed to take place.
The clock is ticking till Tokyo hosts the 2020 Summer Games this July, but Olympic dreams and Olympic-sized investments could both fall victim to the coronavirus.
Fireworks in January heralded the return of the Olympic rings to Tokyo. But now, with just months left, the fear is the Games won't even begin. The new National Stadium is meant to be the grand centerpiece and venue for the opening and closing ceremonies.
Now, this stadium was rebuilt from the old National Stadium at a cost of $1.4 billion. This was, in fact, the site of the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. It can hold about 68,000 people, but that may never happen. That's because mass gatherings around the world are getting canceled. Air travel has also been hit hard, with major U.S. airlines cutting flights to Asia. The two airports that service Tokyo, that's Narita as well as Haneda right here, have invested so heavily into upgrades, up to 2 million tourists are expected to fly in for the Olympics.
Now, Tokyo has to house all those visitors, and accommodations from hotels to Airbnbs have already been booked at a premium.
The famed Okura Tokyo Hotel, built just in time for the 1964 Tokyo Games, spent an estimated $1 billion for a complete teardown and a total rebuild just in time for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
When the Olympics happened in 64, I was 10 years old, and my aunt and uncle lived in Tokyo. He was a chemist for Monsanto. And so we get all this great stuff from the Tokyo Olympics that my aunt and uncle sent us. We had all this great, I mean, just tons of stuff. And so we were walking around with all the people in Tulsa, Alabama, walking around with a Tokyo Olympics t-shirt. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan.
How are you?
Joey.
Hello.
I'm good. I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
All right. Who is Nicole Wallace first?
Okay, Nicole Wallace is a former Bush appointee turned MSNBC liberal commentator.
Yeah, she was the communications director for the W. White House.
Okay, that's why I didn't know what she did. Okay, why is everybody smearing Tulsi Gabbard?
Why is everybody what?
Is smearing Tulsi Gabbard?
Because she's an anomaly to the Democrats. She's not like them.
Do you think it's the Hillary effect?
No, I think it's that she's not liberal enough for him.
Okay.
She's not towing the line.
Not towing the water and everything?
Yeah, carrying the water, towing the line.
Yeah, she's liberal enough on, like, specific policy, but she wouldn't go along with the impeachment. She wouldn't go along with the usual day-to-day partisan stuff.
And she was one of the people 2 years ago standing up and talking about how the Democrats are going the wrong way.
Okay. And then she's ex-military, correct?
Yes.
Or is she active?
Actually, she's active military guard.
Okay. I didn't know exactly what if she was active or not.
And good looking in yoga pants.
My question is, okay, if Joe, you know, how did they figure out the delegates and the Democrats, you know, so say they don't get before the convention? What happens at the convention if they don't meet their threshold or whatever?
Okay, well, were those two questions, how do they figure out their delegates, or what happens if they don't meet the threshold, or both? The way they figure out the delegates is when you went into the voting booth, you could vote for, say, Trump, and then you had a group of Trump delegates that you could vote for. And whoever wins the popular vote among Trump delegates that are allotted to Trump, those are the people that go to the convention. The Democrats basically do the exact same thing, but they do throw in some at-large, the superdelegates, which are elected officials from a particular state, members of Congress, senators, governors, things like that. What do they do when they get there? Those delegates vote on the rules, and they adopt the rules, and then it takes 1,909 to get a majority to win. And what they do is if you have 1,909, they vote for who is going to be their nominee. Once you get 1,909, then that's the person. If you can't get 1,909, then you go through the first ballot, then you go to a second ballot, and all the delegates are freed up then. They can vote for whomever they want to in most cases. Some are locked in, and you can never change your vote.
Okay. You think there will be a lot of dissension if it comes to that?
The only way I could see it coming to that is if Joe Biden messes up really badly on Sunday, and people have buyer's remorse and they get worried about Joe and his capabilities, and then all of a sudden Bernie starts doing well, or you get people that are running as undeclared delegates.
Do you think they'll have the thing Sunday?
I think they will. I think they will do the debate on Sunday, but it won't have an audience to it, which is going to make it a weird debate.
Okay, that's what I did not know. Appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you, Greg, for the telephone call and the great questions. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan, Joey.
How are you and your typical lighthearted self today?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to stay lighthearted, Dan. And I'm working on my survival kit and trying to figure out what to put in there.
Were you the guy with all the toilet paper in the back of the truck?
No, I was the one that went by Victoria's Secret and bought all the old bras, because if you clip them in the middle there and then hook one end over it, then you got a backup mask.
I thought you were going to say a slingshot.
There you go, And especially if it's been used, it's got a good scent on it, so, you may not even smell the Corona. But anyway.
If the bra fits, wear it.
But depending on what size the bra was, then you might have another problem. Might go over your whole head. Hey, I didn't know I was suffering from racism. And
yeah.
the school board member informed, I guess, all of us that if we don't go along with their thinking, we're racist.
I saw that.
And, because you disagree with something, because you don't follow the same train of logic, that makes you a racist?
Yeah, her premise is basically, and she's a really nice person, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But... yeah, I guess you know her from your work.
Right.
But Bailey is, what she did is she connected two dots that aren't connected. She thinks that the people are not voting for a tax because the people in school are black and the people that are voting are white. And that is not the case. What the people are doing is they're voting on how good the school system will, how well they'll take care of the money. That's what they're voting.
Well, for someone to say, you know, that they stood by silently during the 60s and didn't say anything, and I think based on her age, she was probably either in junior high school or maybe in...
She said she was a young girl in that piece.
So, I mean, I just wish we could get to a point where we could talk about things, the nuts and the bolts, without bringing racism into it.
Well, here's the problem is that if you think it's racism and you think that the school board, the school is run well and they manage the money well, that's what the problem is. Because it could be a piece of racism, but the biggest piece to me is accountability and how good somebody is at doing something. And as you know, my mother was the chairman of the school board at one time. Right. And it from that point, after those people left, it went downhill so fast and so badly, it was unbelievable. And it's just incredible the stuff going on there, the cheating, the nepotism that happens down there. And their problem is them. It's the central office.
Oh, exactly. And they've got, you know, so many consultants they've hired on and brought on, and everybody that needs a job gets a job because you know somebody. And mismanagement of funds and low test scores, I mean, what does that have to do with racism? But I guess I'm not looking through her lens.
Yeah, but see, to her, if you would give them the money, then they'd have good scores and be able to take care of things. And her premise was that we needed more counselors to help kids because of the abuse issues that are going on. Well, if that's the case, then what I would do is I would go out, and you can get cause and effect of those two things together. I would go out to the private sector, get them to fund counselors in the schools, and let that be their gift to you and to the school system. And if it doesn't work out, then whose fault is it? I mean, if it's that clear to her, that's not a big number. That's not $50 million. And that's my problem with people who don't understand government. They'll come up with a cause and effect, but they don't understand the linkage. There is no linkage there. I deal with that issue all the time.
Well, I appreciate you explaining it to me, Dan, and y'all have a good day.
You got it. Let's go to Dick Brubaker and see how he says today. No, let me go to a break, because then I got to give Dick Brubaker plenty of time. I'll be back, Dick, right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, Weed Man saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joe, you want to know one of the surefire ways to stop Corona?
How?
Go down and buy a Kia, or an Infiniti, or a Dodge, or a Jeep.
I heard tale of that. That works, actually.
Just lock the doors and sit in there, and the virus will never get to you. Let's go to the phones and go to Dick Brubaker. Dick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, we encourage people to drink American beer, but not while they're driving their car.
There you go. What's on your mind today?
Well, same as your previous caller. You know, and look, I'm already on record. At some point, we're going to have to fund public schools properly. But marketing matters and timing matters. You know, they had an opportunity when Mr. Watt did that audit. And whoever, I don't know him personally, but they ought to give him a medal. I mean, he didn't take anything from anybody, and he doesn't give anything to anybody. I mean, he's the first audit that's gone public with, we have specific employees who've made off with $700,000.
That was only 1 year, too.
Well, exactly. And had the school system done a press conference and said, you know, we're going to prosecute these people, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to put Mr. Watts on staff permanently, and we're going to go back 20 years. And if you took something, you better bring it back before we get to your year. You know, we are going to get a hold of this thing. But instead, you know, the rumors I hear is that they're not going to prosecute anybody. I hope that's not true.
Well, some of them, I'm not sure, need to be prosecuted. The guy with the rings, that's one thing. The guy who basically paid himself $140,000, that guy should go to jail.
Oh, was a lady who set up a scholarship program and gave it to her own kid.
Yeah.
And they didn't even fill out an application for him. She just awarded it to him. That's illegal. And they had an opportunity to make people believe they took managing taxpayers' money seriously. But the school, first of all, you don't ask for a tax increase 5 days after the headline is Montgomery Public School employees steal $700,000.
Yep.
And the other thing, they're going to have to spend a lot of time and some money to market this thing because, you know, there are a lot, as a percentage, Montgomery is getting older. Fewer people have kids in public schools. Now, how good the schools are affects everybody. But they're going to have to sell this thing intelligently. And I got news for you. Calling people racist because they're on a fixed income and don't want to pay more taxes is not a winner. That will not persuade anybody.
Well, but the problem is they're not racist. What they're doing is they're looking at a school system that's inept.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. But, you know, for as long as I've been around education, the stock card is It's a majority black school, and that's why you don't care about it. Well, I spent 20 years in public service trying to care about it. But I have never met a group of people more averse to change and more averse to a suggestion that perhaps they could be a little more efficient than the people at the central office and some of the members of the school board. And, you know, we've got to fix the schools or this town's future doesn't look very good.
It really doesn't.
But you're not going to fix it by saying that if we just were all colorblind, everything would be okay. It wouldn't be. We're going to have to change the way we run schools and the way we think about educating students. And it took a long time for us to get the situation we're in now. It's not going to be fixed overnight. But there are a lot of things they could do immediately that would make a lot of difference, especially in the minds of the taxpayers. And I don't think they understand that their customers are every taxpayer in Montgomery County. Not just the people with kids in the schools, certainly not their employees. Their customers are every taxpayer. And they're going to have to make their case to those people. And if you look at the last time we had a vote on this, it wasn't the rich white neighborhoods that voted the tax down. It was working class neighborhoods, black and white, voted against it.
Bingo. That's exactly right. I was involved in that.
And Jan is going to have to come to grips with that if she's going to persuade people to give significantly more tax dollars to the Montgomery Public School System.
Yeah, let me tell you, I can tell you right now it's a non-starter.
Well, it is right now. And I cannot believe they didn't put the brakes on the when the story broke about that little mini audit they did. And, you know, because like you say, they only went back a year. And from my understanding is they only audited the educational expense money, not, you know, the maintenance funds and all that stuff. So they're parts of the budget, at least from what I was told, where they weren't even audited. They have an opportunity, but they're going to have to change the way they talk about this thing.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, that communication is everything. As I was saying to Joey, is that when my mother was there, they were saying, well, we need to have this money. They said, and my mother said, look, I'll go raise the money if we can build a test of that and build something, and let's prove that it works and show Montgomeryans that it works, and then they'll back it. They wouldn't do it. They would not do it.
Well, I remember that. I mean, Margaret Carpenter was a very bright spot in Montgomery Public Schools. But the situation is still retrievable. But the school board is going to have to learn how to talk to their customers and to convince them that they have a stake in what happens, because a lot of people don't think they do. And that's what's got to change.
I absolutely agree with you, Dick.
Well, anyway, God bless you. I enjoy your program. And we missed you last night.
Good.
The Archbishop put on a show.
I know. Well, my bad. Dick, thank you so much for calling.
All right, take care.
Get a little break. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
I have a picture.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Wild swings on Wall Street over coronavirus fears, which sunk the Dow more than 2,000 points at its session low this morning. President Trump predicting markets will bounce back. He also had this to say about possibly being exposed to the virus himself when dining last week with the Brazilian president.
Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
This after an aide to President Bolsonaro tested positive last night, President Trump announcing a travel ban between the U.S. and Europe affecting foreign nationals from 26 nations.
Sure, but we have them very heavily tested. If an American's coming back or anybody's coming back, we're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup.
A leading health official, though, calling the U.S. failing when it comes to testing for the coronavirus.
The way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. Do I think we should be? Yes. But we're not.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH before House Committee. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's officially still winter for one more week, but wait till you hear this forecast. It's going to be a very warm March day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight's low 64. Partly sunny today. Rain chances under 20%. Tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher to 40% as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s Friday, and we'll be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many areas will stay dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range each day right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dano. Thanks.
Ken, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, thanks. Sound like you and Joey are, and the world is set right, completely reset. Everything's fine because I, again, I'm sure I'm embarking on at least another 20-year period where I will be in 100% agreement with Dick Brubaker.
There you go.
Having had to be on the other side of an issue a week or two ago. But as usual, he is spot on, and I hope a lot of people are listening, especially Ms. Bailey and her comrades on the, and I use that in a friendly way.
Okay.
I'm not a Bernie supporter by any means, but she and her fellow board members have a job to do. And in my opinion, I'll say forgive me, as one of my late buddies always used to preface things with forgive me when he didn't mean it. So forgive me for being blunt, but you're not doing your job. And your job is to run the school system, to take care of discipline and instruction. And when you have a deficit discovered on a one-shot audit that turns up 710 million bucks right on the heels of your property and asset manager admitting a couple of months ago that he didn't know how many properties you own. And I'm confident that a majority of the board members don't know. I think he's getting a handle on that. But what's happening to the thieves that took $700,000 in value that never got to the children? I think some of the board members realize that they have to change, that they've got to change the MPS. And I'm afraid most of them don't know how to do it, or if they try, they're stifled. And there are plenty of examples of that we've seen in the last 6 or 8 years. Whatever happened to the people that were involved in the grade recovery? Whatever happened to the shooting at Lee High School where the young lady was shot in the neck? Whatever happened to the poor rape victim at another high school? We're not hearing about what the board members are doing. And again, forgive me, but I will tell you, my opinion is that your job is not to take your remorse and regret about what you may or may not have done in the 60s and 70s and project it on to all the rest of us. Your job is well set, and you need to get to work doing it. You're not going to convince many people for a property tax increase by taking what obviously you feel you have an unassailable position when you say that any school that's majority black then is subjected to racism of we the public out here. Because for God's sake, our population is what, going on 60% black in the city of Montgomery and in the county? Well, sure, by definition, you have solved all the problems, and they're all due to racism because every school is majority black. That's not true. The only check that we, other than one private school, the only other check that I write monthly goes to an all-black school. There are a lot of people like me.
Is that the one downtown?
Yes, I'm proud to say.
Let me tell you something. That is an impressive, impressive operation.
It certainly is. I commend them highly, and I wish that our board would open their eyes and look down on Dexter and see what's happening. But they won't do it. They'll resort to what was on the front page of the advertiser today. But I appreciate you letting me ventilate, Dano, and I really appreciate Dick Brubaker calling in about this.
Well, one thing, when you're asking for someone to support a tax, that gets now completely on my side of the ledger, and that's political. And one of the things you got to do when you're going to do something political, you need to be a damn good listener to what the people are saying to you. And don't say that you're assuming that they're racist. And that's that's what she's doing. She's assuming there's a racism element to it. And what she needs to do is get the message of that there's a concern about MPS and their ability to manage things.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I told Coach Tuberville yesterday over your or Joey's interview, which was outstanding in my view, that he said that his wife had pegged him as being the best listener she'd ever seen. And I assured him that as long as he was listening to a constituent or a ball player or an applicant or a complainer or anybody else, he couldn't be accused of cussing them out or differing with them like one of our presidential candidates is doing. That if he had his ears open, his mouth would be closed, and he would probably, and we would probably profit by it. I can't wait to see him get a majority vote to go to the Senate.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time here. Right now, he's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he is. His stock's good right now.
It is indeed. Ken, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. Wow. We played two clips? Man.
If that. I think just one.
One clip? Let's do the second half of the Tokyo Olympics in question because of coronavirus.
Other major costs are sponsorships and broadcast rights. American companies shelled out about $1.25 billion for television ads. Exclusive rights to the games cost reported $1.4 billion. And if the games were canceled, the world's third largest economy would take a hit.
The probability of recession is very high.
Jesper Cole has been tracking Japan's economy for the past three decades.
What would be the best case and worst case scenarios if the Olympics were canceled?
Look, I mean, first of all, if the Olympics got canceled because the coronavirus is running out of control, trust me, we'll have bigger things to worry about than just the negative impact from the Olympics. We'd be worrying about a global depression.
In the economic sense of the word, but also in the emotional. For the 15,000 Olympic and Paralympic athletes who are supposed to fly to Japan this summer. All that sweat could turn to tears.
If they were to cancel, it would be disheartening.
U.S. Olympian Will Clay won two silver medals in the triple jump at both London 2012 and Rio 2016. Now training in Santa Monica, California for 2020, he tells CBS News athletes are being assured the games are a go.
I think the Olympics could show the world and unite the world and show everyone that things will be okay. We're coming together and we're going to fight this thing.
Now, the last time the Olympics were canceled was back in 1944 for World War II. If the games get canceled this year or even postponed, it would be the first for a global pandemic. Tokyo's mayor says that is unthinkable. Japan's Olympics chief says that is inconceivable, at least for now.
You know, one thing, and Joe and I were talking about this off mic, I think this really is going to get us to be looking at some of the things that we're doing a little bit differently. You know, we're talking to Mo Brooks and others, talking about them canceling school. I think things like distant learning is going to kind of become something new.
Right.
I think that schools are kind of going to go, we may need to get into the distant learning business here. They've kind of fought it, and they poo-poo Phoenix University and things like that, and they need to get on board with this thing. They also, the doctor, video doctoring type thing that is really just kind of come of age in the last 6 months, but those type of things I think are really going to start taking off. And think, imagine that. You're not going to have to go sit in a waiting room and make an appointment. You're going to make an appointment online. You're going to get an assigned time. Doctor's going to show up, and you're going to go in and sit in a chair. Nurse is going to check your blood pressure. You may be able to do all that at home, matter of fact.
Right.
That's incredible. And that's not far off at all. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. I wanted to go back to Ken's call and Dick Brubaker's call. Dan, you have the best audience, but that's because you have the best show. This issue with this increasing the mill tax, you know, and of course I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, okay, so we got the occupational tax. Yeah, let's bump that up. Let's do this tax. But this school thing in particular, you know, it was what, just February of 18 when Richardson talked about, here's the plan, you know, that we're going to cut 17 office positions or something and save $1.1 million. Went through a litany of all these cost savings. Things that the Pike Road School was going to be $9.75 million. How can we be so short still that we're going to make this what I consider to be a truly offensive plea to, you know, raise your taxes, do your part, be a citizen. Citizens have given and given and given, and what we see in return is that, and I don't want to repeat, what Ken said was spot on, what Dick said was spot on. You know, the 700,000, you mismanaged, you managed to lose that, and you want us to pay you more money? It's embarrassing. Yeah, it's shocking. But I appreciate you handling this topic the way you do. And that's why your audience is what it is.
Well, this subject matter is very near and dear to my heart, near and dear to my family's heart. The problem is reality. People will just not face the reality of what's going on. They're using a school system model that dates back into the 1950s and 1960s, and break the news to them, it's not the 1950s and 1960s. We need to be thinking about things differently. Particularly when you go down to the central office and you look at all the people that are down there in a redundancy of jobs, those people they're there because they hit the highest point of inefficiency and they moved them to the central office so they could go make more money. That's all it was.
Amen.
And they got too many of them. And if they could take that person and go stick them back in the classroom or train them to be a counselor, I'd be all for it. But they don't think about that. They don't think about the inefficiencies in their own operation right now.
Absolutely. Well said. Dan, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Skipper, coming back to you right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Six, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones to go to Skippa. Skippa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm great, my friend. How are you?
Just fine. I've been enjoying the show today. Look at here. I live here in Montgomery. I have lived here. My family moved here when I was in the third grade. I am 57 years old now. And went to Montgomery Public Schools. I went to Flowers, Goodwin, and Guff Davis. And over the years, we worked a good bit, done our best. We got into the rental house business, flipping houses. And my wife and I have several rental homes here in the city. And the millage thing, you know, I know a lot of folks who rent houses that do what I do. I talk to them, you know, quite a bit, network with them. And if the millage rate goes up, it's going to hurt the renters, the people who rent, especially folks like single mothers that have kids, because a lot of renters, their take on it is that if it goes up, you know, everybody's going to adjust their rental fees to take care of the increase in the millage. And so it's going to directly impact folks that are, you know, already struggling. And I think about some of the renters that I have. I have a gentleman that rents for me that has his own business. And he works hard, and he pays his rent on time. He's a good guy. But he doesn't want an increase in rent. And if I increased his rent, you know, he might have to go looking for some other place to go. I mean, he struggles like all of us do. And I've got a young couple that are about to get married, and they're renting from me. And it's all that they can do to come up with their rent every month. They pay on time. But, boy, you know, sometimes they needed that extra day just to get it all in to pay. And, you know, I would not be opposed to absorbing a millage rate if I had any confidence at all in the school system. But I have zero confidence in the school system. I don't believe the central office knows what the hell they're doing. They couldn't find their way out of a paper bag.
And see, that's the problem, is that everybody should agree that if we had a great education system here in Montgomery County, we would be busting at the seams because people would want to be coming here versus leaving here. The problem is you've got to prove that that's what the money's for. I have no problems paying a higher tax if you're going to give me an excellent education system. Don't tell me you're going to give it to me. Show me. And that's my problem. Give me a voucher. Give me something that's going to stand alone different. Do not give it to a bureaucrat. Do not give it to the system now.
I'm 100% with you on that, and I can't understand why anybody would say something about being racist, but it's ridiculous. I just want accountability. I'll pay it if there's accountability. If there's not, forget it. And that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Skipper. Let's see, Don. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. You know, the sad thing about what Jenna Bailey said, if you look at her district, her constituents have to pay for two schools, the ones they send their kids to and the ones that they can't send their kids to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to call those people racist. I hope they don't vote for her again. But just think about
it. She's a great person. She's very nice. She's very knowledgeable, but My difficulty is somebody who's good at one thing doesn't necessarily mean that you're good at government. And this is a government issue.
I think she was probably pandering, but You know, just think about, did you ever look into what superintendents get around Alabama price-wise?
Yeah, they're pretty well paid. Here you're at $250,000 of them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, if you look at the successful ones around Alabama, what they're getting, about $150,000, $160,000. So here in Montgomery, we hire a lady who was pretty much sent packing from where she came from and gave her $250,000. She left her district up there $4 million in the hole. But for some reason, she's worth $250,000 in Montgomery. Don't make sense. Other than she wouldn't come out of retirement for less than that. But the sad thing is, if the Attorney General of Alabama has to get involved in this situation, there needs to be a forensic audit of the Montgomery public school system. We can't trust Daryl Bailey to do it. And I hope people like Dick Brubaker and others with clout will push to get Steve Marshall in and do a forensic audit and send somebody to jail for one time so that there'd be some sort of leverage that people will quit doing it.
I'm with you on that.
That's it for me, but it ain't going to get better unless somebody goes to jail, and you can see it's being washed over already because ain't nobody going to stick their noses out because they might have something to say back at you.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The tight-knitness of the central office, and I've got friends that are central office that tell me things that are going on. I've got very good sources that are there, but it's a very tight-knit community, and they look out after each other because they're trying to protect each other's butts.
But we also should expect things from our principals, and what I hear and see from principals, they don't even live up to the standards of what they're supposed to be doing. They're opening up doggone snack bars and selling Cokes and candy to students and pocketing money in their pockets. And that, you know, just corrupt stuff that's happening. You know, used to back when they had Clinton Carter. Clinton Carter knew every principal because he got in his car and rode around and went to the school. I bet you if you ask these people in the schools today, and I used to know a good many of these principals, I bet you ain't none of them hardly seen Roy Moore. I bet you she don't even go there and see what's going on in the school.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I think that it needs a cleaning from top to bottom and a reorganization. I mean, we're doing it. What we're doing is the wrong way of doing it.
You remember when Alabama State had its problems and they got the state sent in auditors, I believe, or somebody sent in auditors?
The governor did.
And the head accountants at Alabama State wouldn't even sit down with them without their lawyer.
Right. Yeah,
the governor. And that's what we got in Montgomery Public School System.
I agree. I want you to have a great day.